How can a microchip manufacturer keep track of 250 million control points at once?
How can technology behind animated movies help enterprises reimagine their future?
Built for Change listeners know those answers and more. I'm Elise Hu.
And I'm Josh Klein. We're the hosts of Built for Change, a podcast from Accenture.
We talk to leaders of the world's biggest companies to hear how they've reinvented their business to create industry-shifting impact.
And how you can, too.
New episodes are coming soon, so check out Built for Change wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Michael Barbaro, a reporter at the New York Times. This is The Daily.
I'm establishing new vetting measures to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States of America.
This moment demands an explanation.
We don't want them here.
This show is on a mission to find it.
To see these lives like changing in an instant, it's really stunning, regardless of where you stand politically or what your partisan point of view is.
We're in the middle of something big and complicated, and my colleagues and I are not just telling the story, we're living it. When you're reporting on these attacks that are being directed by ISIS, how much time are you spending in the dark corners of the internet where these people
I brought my phone with me so you can see, but...
What app is this?
This is Telegram. This is how they communicate amongst each other. The popular ones will have 2,000, 3,000 members within hours. From there, they start triaging amongst themselves.
Those 2,000 people, any one of them is a candidate to be coached and coaxed into becoming a terrorist.
So if you think about the hurdle that this terror group has to cross to get somebody to carry out an attack, these attacks are supposed to be suicide attacks, right? So you're looking for somebody who's willing to die.
Yeah.
You agree to do this.
You
are agreeing to die. To me, you know, that's the thing that I find fascinating about this. Like, and I still don't understand it. How is it that they are so convincing that they're able to get young people to throw away their lives, you know, for this idea?
This is how the news should sound, going beyond the facts to the questions and the ideas. All right, so Pat, I'm just going to ask you to, like, start off with the call and people.
Yeah, so I just said, you know what, I'm just going to call Trump. I still have his cell from my year and a half covering
politics. It's a 917 number, right?
It's a 917 number, and thought, he's probably going to be asleep. Maybe the cell phone is dead. I hadn't tried it in a month and a half. So I go into a private office. It's 1201. Call him up. Rings three times. Hello. And I'm like, Mr. President-elect, it's Patrick Healey, New York Times. Hello, Patrick. How are you? Well, sir, I'm calling about Meryl Streep.
The New York Times has decided that this is the moment to launch this show because these times require something different from the times. Introducing The Daily, 15 minutes every morning, Monday through Friday, starting this Wednesday, February 1st. We'll be at the top of the New York Times website and mobile app and on iTunes. Subscribe now, and I will see you there Wednesday morning.